A month ago, when we started the information on testing, supplies were unknown, they were very scarce, and the number of tests that can be run in a lab, the numbers were small then. But now, just because of more equipment, more supplies, more training, systems in place, 24/7 processing, those types of things, now the capacity has really increased.
Jenny Carroll from the city.
So I wanted to let people know about some of the city closures. This includes Karen Hornaday Playground, Baycrest Park, which has a playground, Ben Walters Park Playground, Jeffrey Park, and Jack Gis Park Playground area. Because of the possibility of transmission from the play equipment, what we do have open are all of our trails. Mariner Park is designated as a day use only, and we're seeing a lot of people getting out on the low tides there. Currently, we only have the Fishing Hole Campground in operation. The Karen Hornaday Campground will not open until the frost goes out.
Dorotha,
when you're outside, it is recommended that you keep a greater distance between you and another person, simply because of the air and wind traveling, as well as the heavier breathing that you might be doing if you're hiking or running. Also, I wanted to follow up on the testing. So in addition to having greater capacity to test, the symptoms were expanded. The symptoms are cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, chills, diminished sense of taste or smell, diarrhea, fatigue, fever, headache, muscle joint aches, nausea, runny nose, sore throat, phlegm, any of those are potential symptoms of COVID-19. And so some people might say, I have a runny nose and a sore throat. That's not a big deal. Well, now that we have the capacity to test, it is a big deal in that it helps the state and our community get a feel for how much of COVID-19 is out there. Come on in and get tested. You don't even need to leave your car. You can just call and come into the main entrance parking lot and get tested.
South Peninsula Hospital did a lot of work setting up alternate care sites and alternate testing sites. Does it look like you're not going to need those now?
As of this moment, we still do not have any known COVID-19 hospitalizations in our hospital.
Both of those are still ready to go?
Everything's there and ready to go if and when we need it.
I have something, Kathleen.
Go ahead.
This is Jenny. The reason why the hospital has not had to activate those alternate sites is because everybody has been doing such a great job with keeping a physical distance, working from home when you can, doing all the preventative things to keep the numbers low.
When we first started the whole work from home thing, I was thinking to myself, how am I going to accomplish this? And now it's just a part of my routine.
It's not only a part of your routine, it made a difference. People need to not lose sight of that. It might be routine, but the impact is not.
And Lauren, what's on your list today?
Just want to give a big thank you to South Peninsula Hospital in the city of Homer, and just really happy moving forward for the next few months or unknown time with these partners.
Please do not hesitate to reach out for care. I understand that for several weeks we messaged to stay home, although that message is still the same. We don't want anybody to compromise on getting the care that they need.